aja.
Yeah. Ngomongin apa?
Hi.
Halo.
So, you're having Tiffany. Cie, bule banget Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Tiffany SNSD kali ya.
SNSD.
Is Josh mau ikutan? Enggak mungkin ya.
Enggak apa-apa.
We are doing podcasts. We are creating podcasts. Oh.
Do you know that? I'm telling you, Nabila is like Insta famous.
No, I'm not.
Famous.
She will get internship soon. Just wait.
Apa?
Kamu kan nanti ada internship gitu nggak?
Gimana ada sih?
Saya semua beli obat putih. Kan putihnya biar kayak Nabila.
Jadi ada Tiffany di sini. Aku sih manggilnya Fanny Tiff. Aku suka dulunya sih. Ya. Ini anything lah ya. Jadi Fanny ini kalau misalnya briefly ceritain, kita kenal waktu SMA. Terus dia tiba-tiba melancong ke negara non jauh di sana. Gak pernah pulang. Akhirnya sekarang pulang tiba-tiba ada di Singapura.
Iya.
Lagi jalan-jalan. Tapi pertanyaannya aku kayak nggak pengen bahas. You can sleep anyway.
Yeah, just sleep. Ini potong nggak sih?
Gampang
lah editnya. Dia kemana aja tidur?
Tapi sebenarnya nggak pernah cut my podcast gitu loh, karena biar lebih.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, natural aja.
Behind the scene,
behind the scene natural mereka. Back to topic. Jadi aku tuh nggak pengen ngobrolin yang normal-normal aja. Kayak Amerika gimana? Kerja gimana? Itu lame. Itu nggak asik.
Okay.
Pertanyaan aku adalah, ini mungkin pertanyaan semua orang juga. Apa sebenarnya yang udah lo siapin untuk masa depan lo?
Hah? Disiapin dalam hal apa ini maksudnya?
Apapun. Karena kan, maksudnya, apakah lo tipe yang, enggak, gue gak nyiapin apa-apa, gue ya just go with the flow, atau memang lo udah prepared kayak, tahun ini gue harus ngapain, tahun depan harus ngapain. Dan, atau misalnya dari sisi financial lo udah mulai insurance, lo udah mulai apa-apa segala macam.
Oh, misalnya financial sih, kemarin aku sempat ada sih kayak, karena kalau di Amerika tuh ada retirement money kan. So I have that.
Itu retirement money sampai kapan sih? Maksudnya one kayak dibayar once aja dan
so every month kayak kalau kamu set up sama this one company, every month tuh paycheck kamu langsung dipotong.
Oh.
Jadi
okay.
Immediately go. So you don't even like think about it. Jadi kalau misalnya di Amerika itu every month you'll see on your like paycheck or pay stub. Itu ada breakdownnya, ada yang buat insurance, ada yang buat taxes, and then ada yang buat retirement money, so I have that.
Jadi sebenarnya kayak langsung ditabungin ke
so you don't even have to think about it, you just sign up for it.
Okay.
And then immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
Tapi karena aku kemarin udah apa namanya udah gak kerja di Amerika lagi.
Berapa lama sih?
Aku kerja di Amerikanya, not even a year, about 9 months. Okay. Karena aku udah gak kerja, well technically I work for a year, tapi dua company yang beda. Jadi aku work 3 bulan itu untuk like a different company and then like 9 months for Stitch Fix. Karena aku gak kerja di situ lagi, aku ambil uangnya.
Okay.
Which you can do. Terus kalau untuk plan selain financial, I know what I want to do like in the long run. I just like I'm kind of lucky, like I'm not sure how to get there, but I know what I want to do.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So in the long run, I want to be a professor.
Okay.
In what I'm not sure,
where
I'm not sure.
Gimana caranya?
I know I have to get a PhD. I don't know how to get it. Well, I mean, I know, but like I don't know when, where, how, which, you know. But yeah.
Tapi maksudnya apakah preparation yang lo lakuin sekarang? Sebenarnya kan masalah preparation masa depan nggak melulu tentang karir dan ataupun money ya, bisa jadi misalnya dari sisi kesehatan lo ngapain ya, mungkin skincare lo apa untuk masa depan lo ya kan? Atau
sunscreen,
mungkin yang kayak gitu-gitu lo, maksudnya those small things apa kalau mikirin juga atau ya
it's like I guess like it's hard because I do kind of have a routine in terms of like health. But in terms of like a big planning like career wise, it's hard to have a routine, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, I mean, in America, like I had a routine, but then now in Indonesia, I don't have a job right now, so I have to like start
figuring out everything.
Yeah, I kind of have to figure out.
Start from zero.
I don't know where am I gonna go, but I guess I'll figure it out.
Do you think preparation yang lo lakuin sekarang itu enough untuk masa depan?
I honestly don't think so. I think I feel like I need to work harder. But then again, like, I think everyone thinks like that.
Yeah.
They need to work harder than they should.
Mm-hmm.
I think the important thing is, yes, you have to work hard, but, like, I think, like, taking, like, knowing when to take breaks is also, like, good.
Yeah,
because what I notice, the difference between people in, like, in the U.S. and here, like either in Singapore and just like in Indonesia, like it's hard for people to have that turn off switch. Mm-hmm. But like, okay, I have to have like a set of time where like I don't work, I don't think about work. Karena waktu pas kemarin tuh, the one thing that I learned from a manager, she's like a very dedicated person, you know, like she works out every day. Yang eatnya tuh bener-bener healthy, kayak she eats the same thing every single day, super healthy.
How about the salad?
Chicken breast, brown rice, and like boiled broccoli every single day.
Boring.
She is super healthy, pokoknya semuanya tuh teratur gitu. And even with that, she's like my life can get crazy too. So like you can like plan things like that, but then like, you know.
Yeah.
But like
shit happens.
Yeah. Aku bingung sekarang mau ngomong apa. I lost my train of thoughts. But like, I don't know.
Jadi apa yang persiapan apa yang belum lo lakuin, tapi lo tahu ini tuh harus gue siapin dari sekarang gitu.
I feel like right now definitely like getting a job, and also like, I guess like health wise, I told you I kind of eat whatever I want. Definitely I need to work out more. Like it doesn't have to be like
very like gym person.
Yeah, like just like have a 30 minutes walk every day or like meditate or.
Kan tadi kita jalan udah banyak banget kan.
We actually walk. Hold up.
Kill.
About 30 minutes. More than that actually, about like an hour.
Huh?
Good. But have that, I guess. Oh, I remember now my point. So like you have to have that turn off. Like once you like, because when I started working in America, you know, because I thought like, oh, susah nih bekerja di US.
Yeah.
Jadi aku pengennya tuh kayak kerja-kerja terus. Yeah, kadang tuh kalau udah beres pun aku masih tetap kayak check work email, check ini, check itu.
Sama banget.
Padahal tuh sebenarnya you can do that. You have to have a separation, right?
Right.
Once you're done with work, like on the weekend, that's it.
Don't think about anything.
Don't touch anything. Don't look at your email. Mm-hmm. It's gonna, like, it can wait. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, if you're like on the weekend, you have to work, of course. Tapi if it's an emergency, someone's probably gonna call you, right?
Yeah, that's
if it's like an email, then it's not an emergency. So that's what she told me. Basically, like she has everything planned, but then once like she's done with it, with the plan, that's it. She just take like a break.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah.
Has that kind of. You know where she is right now? She's in Ireland right now.
Liburan.
Yeah.
Liburan sih.
And just like doesn't think about work. Yeah, you know, she has long vacations. Yeah. Also, I think another thing is mungkin kalau di Indonesia agak susah ya, karena kan gajinya pun nggak terlalu besar biasanya. Karena orang mikirnya kayak, oh, if I work
compared
more,
to sana, ya.
If I work more, then I will.
Get more.
Kalau di sana tuh, they really value that like work-life balance. Unless you work for like, I guess like, I don't know, like big firm. Maybe it's different.
IT based lagi yang bisa yang non-stop.
Cause like my company was like a fashion company. It was very chill. Everyone was very fashionable. You know, like it's very relaxed in a way, like the environment. Tapi ya itu sih menurut aku yang paling penting tuh. You can plan everything, but at the end of the day, you have to take like that time for yourself for just like doing nothing or just doing something for yourself.
Yeah.
It can be just like watching TV, or it can be just like, I don't know, like, or even just praying. You like take that time, you know, praying, meditating, eating. I like eating. I eat a lot.
But mungkin ini jadi pertanyaan terakhir saya, soalnya podcast gue tuh gak pernah lebih dari 10 menit gitu tuh.
Wow.
Karena pasti udah bingung deh topiknya apa lagi yang mau diomongin, tapi ini udah masih banyak sih. Tadi kan kayak kalau manager lo, the moment plan dia udah selesai, ya she takes some time untuk break dan segala macam. Menurut lo tapi momen kapan sebenarnya yang pas ketika kita bisa bilang, okay, I'm done with my plan, I'm ready to settle at least untuk liburan sebulan misalnya, and then I continue. Kapan itu, atau mungkin measurement-nya sampai lu bilang, yeah, I am so ready for long holiday tanpa harus kerja gitu. Itu how do you measure that?
I think for me, if let's say, I mean it definitely differs, right? Tapi kalau misalnya kayak you have a big project and then like you're done with it, I think that's like a perfect time to do it. Because then, like, when you, especially if it's a big project, and like you probably put like all your time, like thoughts and everything on it. Once you're done with that, you probably need a break. And it doesn't have to be a long vacation. It can just be like, oh, I want to take like a 3-day.
Yeah,
no. You know, kind of like we say the US, you have like a PTO, which is like a like a time off where you actually get paid. And you have to take it.
Serious.
You have to take it.
Enak banget.
For me, it's 2 weeks. I used it. Well, I didn't even use it all. karena aku nggak use doll, jadi aku dapetnya dapet duit jadinya. Mm-hmm. At the end of my last paycheck, mm-hmm. I got like money for that. Mm-hmm. So kalau kamu nggak ngambil itu, kayak HR will like, hey, you need to take a break right now because you haven't taken your PTO yet. So PTO is paid time off.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how it is here in Indonesia, mm-hmm. but if you have that, yes, if you haven't taken anything, take it.
Yeah.
Yo.
Ya sebenarnya kalau kantor gue yang dulu kita ada cuti 20 hari dan itu juga still paid, jadi it's not like something unpaid leave.
Yeah, take it.
Yeah. Tapi again tetap 20 hari, setahun pun dalam setahun tuh 20 hari gak habis, yang kepake cuma 9.
Iya, makanya karena kita tuh we can, it's hard to turn that off. Yeah. We
apalagi
just wanna
mungkin,
work.
Yang kayak waktu itu gue kerjanya sama klien, jatuhnya kan kita ngikutin pace-nya klien, yeah. ya. Let's say klien A itu bulan Januari penuh. Mm-hmm. Klien B di bulan Februari kita mau ngambil break, klien B datang. Iya kan?
Yeah,
jadi
tuh
kadang iya, jadi kayak enggak habis-habis gitu loh. Jadi mungkin yeah. it's understandable kalau misalnya orang-orang susah ngambil cuti, tapi mungkin untuk prepare your future, bukan cuma money, bukan cuma apapun itu, tapi your mental health, your physical health dan segala macam juga mesti pikirin. Menurut lo kapan tahun yang tepat untuk lo sendiri, untuk akhirnya settle as in retire dan akhirnya enjoy your life? Karena kalau misalnya check it as example ya, papaku sampai sekarang umur 50.
Belum kan? Papaku juga, papaku udah 60.
Exactly. Huh. Mereka masih sangat-sangat kerja. Bahkan banyak orang luar sana masih umur 70.
Iya.
Masih
di sini di Singapura. Banyak banget.
Iya, kasarnya masuk pemerintahan itu juga kan di atas 50-60 tahun semua gitu. Iya. Jadi presiden lah, jadi apa segala macam. Menurut lo adakah sebenarnya momen untuk manusia kayak udah nih, dan gue nggak mau ngurusin hidup lagi, gue pengen menikmati semuanya. Oh, yeah. Dan buat lo kapan?
For me, I really want it to be 65 and I'm
okay.
Tapi like I don't know, maybe I like teaching so much, I teach until I'm like 80, like 80.
Tapi kalau teaching still,
it's
okay,
not like bad, you know. You just like write papers and just say like this is what I know about this topic. But yeah, kayak Josh punya apa namanya, neneknya dia juga kemarin, she's very healthy. She looks like she's probably like what, 70 something.
Wow.
She retired probably like just a few years ago. Dia tuh kayak kepala sekolah gitu dulu.
So fun.
Dan dia ya udah, dia retire tuh karena sebenarnya dia harusnya retire tuh kayak 10 tahun yang lalu.
Yang bakal meyakinkan lo kalau misalnya kayak okay, 65 gue harus retire, apakah karena jumlah uang yang lo punya udah mencukupi untuk hidup sampai lo mati nanti dengan anak-anak lo, cucu-cucu lo, atau karena memang udah waktunya aja walaupun money-nya mungkin gak ternyata gak cukup gitu.
Kalau menurut aku ya, kalau udah 65 tuh kayak you're not, I mean it's old but you're not that old, like you can still kind of experience things, you know. I mean it really depends on your health, right? But hopefully I want to be like a very healthy 65-year-old.
Berarti masih persiapan dari sekarang ya?
Masih bisa travel, masih bisa kayak jalan-jalan sendiri without, you know, having my kids hopefully in the future or things like that. Tapi ya menurut aku 65 tuh udah umur yang pas gitu, kayak you're not too old, you still can be like pretty healthy, pretty independent.
Tapi berarti walaupun duitnya nanti di umur 65, ya amin, semoga mencukupi untuk sampai kapanpun ya. Tapi maksudnya walaupun ternyata by nominal
mungkin gak terlalu banyak. Tapi sih menurut aku ya, umur 65 itu
harusnya,
kalau aku nabungnya bener,
Hitungannya
sih bisa sih kata aku.
Okay.
Kalau aku hitungnya bener, dan kayak misalnya kalau aku punya anak, kayak uang sekolahnya udah ada gitu.
Berarti ya nabungnya secure sampai sekolah lah ya.
Nabungnya harus bener dari umur sekarang ini.
Last question. Kalau misalnya udah retired, udah selesai nih dengan pekerjaan ini, apa sebenarnya pengen lo lakuin?
Pengennya, aku tuh pengen itu. Pengen apa ya?
Pengen ke Padang.
pengen
sama Rinda.
Pengen mau sebenernya banjir kemarin. Pengen. Actually that's a good idea, enggak ke Samarinda. Karena kan aku emang enggak pernah tinggal di Padang kan.
Yeah.
Enggak pernah tinggal. Jadi mama aku tuh, for your information people, mama aku tuh orang Bukit Tinggi, papa aku tuh orang Padang lah ya, gitu. Tapi aku nggak pernah tinggal di situ, karena mama papa aku juga nggak pernah tinggal di situ. Maybe I'll retire there. Tapi if I'm like really rich, if I have a lot of money, I want to retire at this place in California.
Okay.
It's called Monterey. Mm-hmm. It's like you have to have a lot of money to retire there. So I want to retire there.
Itu beach ya?
Yeah, itu by the beach. Yeah, so, okay. Ada namanya kayak.
Yeah, I know.
very nice. If you guys watch Big Little Lies, settingnya di situ.
Oh, I see. So that's your plan. Good luck for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.